We are less than 15 minutes away from tip-off. The stage is set, and this is Cruisin' 98. I am Brian Montgomery with a special edition of Boswell Media Sports, as we are coming to you live from the Boswell Media Sports Studios, powered by Central Electric, and you can feel it in the air. On the phone with us, the Dean of Boswell Media Sports, the one and only Melvin Wooten. Philip Palmertree is standing beside me, and the head coach of the Lady Rebels, Miss Amanda Hatch. I'm getting butterflies. I truly am. Coach Hatch has got to make her way down to courtside. Philip, the last question is yours.
Okay, Coach, what are the keys to victory this afternoon against Hillcrest? Team playing on their home floor and playing pretty well right now.
Well, when I do my game plans, I usually have 3 points. I love defense, so I always focus a little bit on the defensive end first. And for us defensively tonight, we really got to limit Hillcrest's points in the paint.
Right.
And that's also threefold. I mean, we've got to keep their guards out of the lane. We've got to, keep the ball out of their post players' hands in the paint. And we've got to sprint back in transition and stop easy layups. So if we can limit their points in the paint, defensively for us, that's key. Offensively, we've got to protect their basketball. They play great pressure defense from full court, some half court. If we can really protect the ball and limit our turnovers, I feel like we'll get great shots. And then thirdly, just kind of in general, I preach this to our girls every game, like we've got to win the rebound battle, but the rebound battles, which result in the rebound war. If we can out-rebound a team, I feel like that's the key to victory. On both sides of the ball, both ends of the floor, we've got to get it and rebound.
Coach, I know you got to get to the players. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon, and good luck out there.
All right, thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. We are getting closer and closer to tip-off, but before we wrap things up, I've got to throw it to the Dean. You never want to look ahead to what may be around the corner as far as competition goes without defeating the team that you're playing. But when you look at this, we were talking earlier about the Final Four. With the quality of play that is going on currently, and you take a look at the two teams that Leak Academy could be facing in the finals, what do you see ahead for the Lady Rebels?
4 very good teams are left, BMO. You've got, in the other side of the bracket, of course, you've got Phillip, who we had to battle with for the North Championship last week, who came into that ball game as the number one rated team, but Leak was able to lead them by 5. And then they kind of struggled a little bit in their first ball game, had to go to overtime to beat Central Hines. So they will be playing against Hartville, who won the South. So, they're a very, very good basketball team as well, who has Leak beat a couple of times earlier in the season. But they're playing, it seems, at a much higher caliber now. So you've got 4 teams that anyone can win. And Leak and Hillcrest and Pillow and Hartfield, any one of them can beat you any night. So there's no cream puffs left. Everything is top-notch quality basketball. So it's going to be a war. And, of course, only 3 teams, 3 of those will advance to the overall tournament.
As always, I thank you for your time, sir, and it has been a pleasure listening to you call the action so far. I want to thank Lady Rebel head coach Amanda Hatch for taking time out of her very busy afternoon, and to the one and only Mr. Philip Palmertree. Thank you for being here with us as well, and we do want to say and pass along our best wishes to your lovely wife who had ankle surgery yesterday. That's going to wrap it up for us. You've been listening to a special edition of Boswell Media Sports, powered by Central Electric. This is the Boswell Media Sports Studios on Super Hits Cruisin' 98. Good luck, Rebels. Let's go.